Parsha de Shira, we have a the Shira itself is a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the Inyanim. Sarat Hagam learns it to Shvachta, and all the Inyanim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, so on and so forth. But there's another Chelek over here. In other words, what's the Tefillah that comes out? So we said HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to war against the Mitzrayim, and he fought them in every way, and he destroyed them, and so on and so forth. So the maskana is Tivaler Masafachan Gozrachem Yudka Oven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep everyone away, scared everyone. Ad Yavarach Hashem Ad Yavarach Zukanisa. So that filler is understandable in terms of where you're coming from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Lechem Klai Yisrael. We still need to cross over a bit more. There are other enemies, Amalek, etc. Keep them at bay. That's a tefillah of that sort of begs itself to as the oisfer of the Shira. And then it says, "To be emoy v'sita emoy b'har nachlascha, mochen l'shivtach pal tashem v'nishtav kon yadecha." So he says, "To be emoy v'sita emoy b'har nachlascha," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring them and plant them in the har nachlascha. So Luchurit, I mean, yes, it's a very, very important thing, and we're hoping for the Mibes HaMikdash, and we're hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us there, and so on and so forth. But it's not that to be Eimah V'Sita'imah Barna Floscha is really not in any way a hemshech of what the Shira is talking about. The Shira is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu defending Klal Yisrael against his enemies, and the previous pasuk of this seems to be a new tefillah, good in its own right. But one would expect that if it's the end of the Shira, which it is in a certain sense, Yashem Yolach Olam Ve'ed is the end of the Shira, so one would expect that this tefillah over here of Tevei Mosetei is a hemshech of the Shevach of the Shira Layam. And I try to understand a little bit how the Tevei Mosetei Moi is the culmination of the Maisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bariyam. In the beginning of the Inyanim of the Geula in Parshas Vayira, so you have a Dala L'Shayna Shagula, possibly five L'Shayna Shagula, the famous Maral that needed a fifth Kois, but Akoponim that you have the Voitzesi Aschem, Vitzalti Aschem, Vigalti Aschem. These three are lishonis that are clear geula. In other words, Klal Yisrael is stuck in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim are very bad to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rescue them. V'lokachtem aschem li la'om, and ve'vesi aschem al ha'aretz, which is the final piece. L'chura, it's hard to understand why these are called lishonis of geula. In other words, geulus is the bad situation where they're oppressed by the Mitzrim and so on and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them from that. So Geula is the Hefer of Golos. That he is Kairis Bris and makes them an Am Hashem, like by Har Sinai. And that's a great thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beveisi Aschem La'aretz, Asher Nishba, is also a wonderful thing. But I don't know why these are called Geula. These are Tosefes, my Moshe Ma'adav Adoyma. Somebody saves me from some the listim or whatever it is, and then the person gives me a house or whatever. So that's not saving him, means that he went in and he fought with him, and he took me out and he brought me to a place that's safe. Those are things that relate to the tzara. But that the person gave me extra things is wonderful. But it's not the charamachta. I mean, these are four l'shaynis and five l'shaynis of gula. That the Chazal put them as one unit, and that's why he should have said, you know, three l'shaynis of gula, two l'shaynis of gadlus. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magdil m'klal Yisrael. But how is that? It's a geula from what? If I guess we need to define geula l'chura, we define only in terms of gulus. Gulus is negative, and we define geula in terms of a saving and a rescue. Geula is not, you can't be goyal somebody who's not in golos. a geula is not a tosefes mile. It's just a hatzolah from a difficult situation. So where is the geula over there in these two lashonos, which seem to be tosefes mile, matana, taiva, so on and so forth? There's a perek in Yirmiyahu. He has over here. He's mochiach. It's Perikov base. Akash Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu HaMelech, go down to base Yehuda, go to the Melech over here, and speak to him Dvarim Koshim in the base Melech Yehuda. He says that. Koyim Hashem al Beis Melech Yehuda Gilod Atali Roish Halavonin Lashishcha Midbar Arim Loineshavu VeKidashach Mashchisim Ish VeKelav. He'll bring warriors to destroy him, cut down Eretz Yisrael, destroy Eretz Yisrael. Goyim will deplete it totally. And then he says, Al Tifku LeMeis. This is a nevuah to Shalom Ben Yoshio. Al Tifku LeMeis Val Tanudu Loi Bechu Bechoy Lahoylich, cry for the person, don't cry for the person who is dead. Cry for the person who's going to go. Kilo Yoshev Oid Varoas Eretz Malartoi. He'll never come back and see the country that he was born in. In other words, he says, people died, that's not so tragic. But the people that are never going to see their country again, that's a person to cry for. Whoever is going to leave this and going to go Golos will never come back to again. The place where they're going to exile him, that's where he's going to die. He'll never see this country again. Then there's a few psukim of Teichocha, what they did wrong. And he says, his oisfir, I will give you over to Nebuchadnezzar and so on. I will take you and your mother who gave birth to you. Al ha'aretz acheres ashalo yulatim sham, to the place, to the land that you weren't born there. V'sham tamusu, and there you're going to die. Val aretz hashem enasim es nafsham loshav sham, and the country that they want to come back to, that they're hoping to come back to, sham alei yeshuv. So it's a very, very strange. He's saying like this. It's not as if he's coming along and saying, you know, there's going to be a terrible terror. You're going to a concentration camp and you're going to suffer terribly there. He's saying like this. You're going to be expelled from here. It's like I tell somebody, listen, the people who get killed are lucky. It's the people that are going to have to relocate to Switzerland. They're going to have a problem. Doesn't say anything about, it's like by Mitzrayim, it's going to be a terrible country with terrible services. That just says you're going to be expelled from Eretz Yisrael, where you're born, and I will expel you and the mother that gave birth to you from the country you're born, and you're going to want to come back to this country, love to come back again, so on and so forth. It's sad. Somebody who relocates and doesn't see the place that he was born, he would like to come back for a visit, but yeah, it's sad. It tugs at the heart a little bit, but he's comparing it to the people that are killed. Don't say that spaden for the people that are killed. Say that spaden for the people that are not going to come back to the place where they came from. It's a dove, strange. And it really touches on the heart of the Inyan of Golos, because Golos is something to us that it's always associated with the bad. When Klai Yisrael is dispersed between the nations oppress them, and there's pogroms, and there's this, and there's that, and everything else. But this is Golos. The pasuk Golos just means being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, and nothing else. A person could go to a place where things are nice, things are well. They settled down in Bavel, and things were quite nice. So yes, we miss something. It's terrible. But where is the tsar that the Navi says, this is, I'm telling you, a nevuah of the worst thing that will happen to you. Something that will pale in comparison. The people died will pale, their tragedy will pale in comparison to the people that are going to Golos. We need to understand the oimek of this nikud over here. The Maral says by get, when he speaks about gitten, he says that the Shem you know, the things that you makpid in the get that really have to be very, very specific, the things that writing gittin is so required such exactness and so on, is the names, Shema Yir, Shema Isha, and the Shema Yir. Those are the things that are ma'akif. The name of the place, the Maral says, the place of a person defines the person also. In the pasuk that says Adam eats asada, it's said b'loshen t'miya, but it's darshan understood to have meaning kipshutoi, that a person has in himself a parallel to the eats asada, in the sense that an eats requires shurashim, and without a makom that is yenik from, a potted plant doesn't have a din of eitz unless it has yenika through a hole. But if it's not, then he doesn't have, if it's an otzer shein makom, it doesn't have a din of a tzameach, because even though it has its own particular nourishment, the metzias of a tzameach is it needs its makom, and an adam is has the same tchuna on a much, much, much higher level. In other words, just take an Adam and tell me he's klila milus, but if he's not bimkoimoi, if he doesn't have a makom, and if he's not bimkoimoi, then he has no mila. Rashi says by Avraham Avinu that the derech is mimayet. Three things, the shame and the mammon and the bonim. In other words, just like an eitz can't, just like an elon can't produce peiris if it's not in a makom, if you oiker a person, it's memayit the peiris of the person. The peiris of the person are the children, the nechasim, and the shame toiv, which is this is what the person produced. It doesn't, without a makom, it doesn't happen. So the onion goyim, the Akadosh Baruch Hu gave makom for each and every one of the umos, and each umah has its makom, and that's where it thrives. Take the umah away from its makom, and we see it befoil that umos ha'olam. If you take a German, you put it in America, his tchunas, he becomes an American. He becomes grafted into the American stock, and he becomes American. The each umah has its metzias only in a makom. Klal Yisrael, the first gezeira that was on it was golus. Ger yer zarecha be'eretz le'lahem. In other words, Klal Yisrael will be not in a place. It doesn't say avodim, doesn't say inoisam. The fact that they're not in the makom, that Klal Yisrael is yenik, that's golus. And the pchinas makom of Klal Yisrael is in two inyanim. First of all, it's Eretz Yisrael, and also it's something which is there is a makom also mitzad the society. A person walks into a yeshiva, a person walks into the community, and you ask him, how do you like it? And the person says, it's fine, it's nice. It's not my chevra. Meaning, the p'chinas mokum by people also relates to the people. It's what type of person is here, and is this a makom, not only in the physical sense, a makom in the social sense, is a real p'chinas makom. And if a person is not from Komo, he can't be productive. He can't produce, he can't do, because he's not from Komo. So Klal Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer golos on them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer on Klal Yisrael not to be from Komo. Klal Yisrael is the mashal that Chazal give for Klal Yisrael. It's like being shemit and uba mi'imo. It's today we understand it. We have a concept of a surrogate mothership. Even Chazal, also the truth is, had, you know, where two there were machlif ubers and two cows, but the musig of ki'ilu klal Yisrael was the strange, had the strange property of being, of forming as a fetus in a womb that wasn't its womb. It was a surrogate womb. But the downside of it is, it's not mekoymai. The person comes into the world. Chazal came to this world not bimkoymai. So the gzeira of Klal Yisrael in Golos, the nisoyin of Golos, was that Klal Yisrael would be not bimkoymai, and they would not have a makom. That's and it's in both ways. In the fact that it's a place that's not theirs, physically that's not the makom where Klal Yisrael can grow. And secondly, it's they were betoich another umma, which is also not Shach Klal Yisrael. The two, the velokachti and the bevesi, are the two haftachas that take away that chelik from the golos. In other words, yes, these are dalel l'shayne shalgula, hey l'shayne shalgula, because they undo that which is the real golos. The real golos is that Klal Yisrael is shleivim koymoi. The avodim vino oisam is just a tosefes chisarin. And golos means any time Klal Yisrael doesn't have a makom, that's golos. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him out from there. The restoring Klal Yisrael to its makom is means coming back to its place in terms of people, and in terms, in other words, within the sviva, so to speak. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lokachti. They become Am Hashem. They're embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vevesi in the Mokum, that's Eretz Yisrael. In the Parsha in Yirmiyahu, that's the terrible, terrible Mekuda that he says, that's the terrible Teichacha Klola that he comes and tells Shalom ben Yoshia. He tells him, the person who dies, but he was born in this place and died in this place, the person that was never uprooted, even if a tree shrivels and shrinks, but if its roots are still in the ground, it'll come up again. Kaviyochol, it says the mashal that Tchias HaMeisim Eretz Yisrael. I don't mean it on the physical level of the Tchias HaMeisim Eretz Yisrael, but I mean it mitzad the Teichen Sheboi. Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael is in its place. You find, I like Dova Pella Ad Ma'oid. Take a person, you find this phenomenon repeats itself time and again. Now it's a lashchir, but it used to be, a person got wind of the fact that the cops were after him, the government was after him, whatever it was. And the person runs away to place X, Y, or Z. So sometimes it's not successful, sometimes it is successful. And the person has the money, and he's able to live well. And, you know, quietly, well, and so on. Many people at some point come back and face the jail for a few years. They didn't find their place. Even though in terms of the physical comfort, that place is gewaldic, lesechs a cowboy, but imagine if somebody had to spend the rest of his life in the Philippines himself. And, you know, he had what he needed. It wasn't a problem with that. But the person doesn't have a makom. The person doesn't have a metzias. And in a way, it's a fate worse than many, many harsh fates within your society. Yirmiyahu was telling him, and that's the hadgasha, I will take you and the mother that gave birth to you, and I will throw you away to a place that is not your place, and you'll never come back to a place. I'm being oiker the tree by its roots. You're not going to be, you don't have where to be yearning from. In a certain sense, it's a much deeper misa, because the person, the person is alive and is trapped and knows he can't do anything. It's God forbid, like somebody who's totally paralyzed. He knows he has she'ifas, and he's fully conscious. He has she'ifas, and he wants, and he has a bekoyach in him to accomplish, and he can't do anything. When you take a person and you throw him away to a place that's not his place, that's Adgosha. You and Ima Sheladzcha, you and your mother gave birth to you. In other words, you and your Sheirish are going to be nekar into a place that you weren't born, and there you'll die, and you'll never make it to the Eretz that you're Noisei Necha Sham. You'll never come back to that place again. So you will forever be a miscast person who can never accomplish what he's supposed to accomplish because he's not rooted in that place and he doesn't have his metzias. That's the parsha of Golus and the oimik of where Golus, the tsar of Golus is that the person, imagine somebody who's paralyzed. He has a lot of koyach, a lot of abilities, and he can't bring it out the poil because, so somebody's paralyzed doesn't have the kelim, but somebody, he's just not in the place where he could. That's the tsar of Golus. It's, in a certain sense, if you think about it, there's a certain midah keneged midah. The Golus comes when a person, when Klaiza loses its kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feels, I can do it myself. Shemitah is a pechina of Shabbos where the land is Kiliya Aretz, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klaiza is Mafkiya Shemitah, it says, no, I can do it myself, it's okay. I don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the land, thanks, and now it's me and it's mine. The tsar of Golus is to be menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to dehear what it means to be menutik from that your sheirish doesn't have where to be yonik from and you're helpless to do anything because you're not mechuber. It's like take the plug out of the wall and the machine is there and it can do absolutely nothing even though technically everything's in place. But if it's not mechuber, it can't do anything. Klal Yisrael, when they were Mitzrayim, The last piece in the Pchinas Mokum, it says Vayam Seger Alehem. The Yam was what closed them in. In other words, the perimeter of Mitzrayim was the Yam. That was the piece that kept everything inside. Being that a yam is not passable, and that was the boundary of Mitzrayim. That was its place where it kept everything in, and that's the lashon of segalehem. It sort of closed them in. So long as they were in before Kriyas Yamsuf, they were still in the Makom Mitzrayim. So even though they escaped technically the municipal boundaries of Mitzrayim, so to speak. But as long as the yam was seger aleihem, they're still there. Muslim adav adayma. Somebody is in a camp in Siberia, in a prison camp, and the person escapes from the wires, but there's another 1,000 miles of ice between him and any place. So it's the word quote unquote escape. Escaping the barbed wire is not very meaningful until you haven't gotten to a place that's habitable. I mean, you know, for all practical purposes, the 1,500 miles of snow and forest are a moat. They don't, you know, they serve to close you in. So the shira on the yam was the shira on the breakthrough, on the breaking out of the makom that's called Mitzrayim. That's the moment when Tevi Eimoi V'sita Eimoi is the tefillah. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them that you should when they've been pulled out of a makom that's not their makom, the deher is now we need the makom. They were no longer the Inu Yisrael was gone. The Avodim was gone. now there was this nekuda here of needing the makom again, and the veivesi is the tefillah for the Yeshua is the veivesi. To be emoi v'sita emoi, bring them and plant them in, be mashrish them in Eretz Yisrael, because the ashrasha in Eretz Yisrael is the hefech of the lack of makom in Mitzrayim. That's where the makom filler is. There are different in the Sfarim. They always speak about different dimensions, and they mention three different dimensions to different ruchnistik and yonim. Different yonim. It's called Oshan, Olam, Shana, Nefesh, and so on. That everything is defined by who it is. That's the nefesh, the atzmis of the person, the makom, and the zman. Ein malchus chaverta nagel malchus chaverta kafilik malinima, and so on. The marker of zman in Klal Yisrael is Shabbos, and in the pasuk it says it's very interesting. In this parasha we have the first tzivui of Shabbos. One would expect that the tzivui of Shabbos would include the chama part. We expect eish, like sevar eish, depending, well, if it's a lalav or lechalik, we would expect some sort of the first tzivui should be a tzivui on the chumra of Shabbos. You have here the pasuk skirts around the issue of being malakit. Sheish Hashem Tel Kedu, Boyom HaShvi, Shabbos Lo Yeboi. There's just not going to be any man. And then it says, Ru'u Ke Hashem Nosen Lechem HaShabbos, Al Keinu Nosen Lechem Boyom HaShish Lechem Yomayim, Shvu Ish Tachtov, Al Yetze Ish Vimekoyim Boyom HaShvi. So the first Isser that we have, and it's very, very strange, if you take a look in Sefer Mitzvahs and Halachas, the way it's brought down. So you have one lav for all the malachas of Shabbos. 49 malachas with skila, the chomash of a chomash and snap. And you have also the lav of Ayetze Ishma Mekoymai. And this is the first one. This is the first one. And the Torah says, because mitzad the teichen shabai. That's, Ayetze Ishma Mekoymai means 6 days a week a person is supposed to be giving fruit. The chelik of the Adam that's bepula is the fruit bearing part. The chelik of the person that is being yoinik is b'meila suffers on that. It doesn't suffer, but it's not active. Shabbos is the time when a person has his makom. If a person doesn't have his kvius, then the person is not. Then there's a chisaron be'etzim the person. I want to apply it a little bit, this nekuda specifically. Imagine, we've been learning a lot in the Vadim recently about a person in Tafkid, and a person, he has two facets, and the Taima Dvaira, and so on. Imagine you have a person who is Sister's Corner, learns Zayivet Hashem and so on and so forth, but he doesn't. He's not really mashpia, and he doesn't go out and doesn't do and doesn't teach and doesn't not mochir and so on. So we say, you know, the person is lacking. Okay, we hear that. But let's say we see a person who's kol kuloi peula. He's doing and he's making and he's kochin and he's tumbling and he's teaching and he's establishing and every verb in the book that you can think of. But you can't ever find him sitting quietly in a corner, within himself, davening, learning, misbonein. There's no circle of self that he's in. That's also chisaron. You know, listen, everybody gets credit and schar for wonderful things they do, but where's the nekuda of the person shrushim? A tree that has a lot of fruit, but it's not rooted in the ground. The fruit is over with. I mean, these fruits will fall, that's it. There's no shayrish to the person.
there's a pachinah Shabbos and Zman.
That Ayis Ish Mekoymoi means that it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shvu Ish Tachtov, Ayetze Ish Mekoymoi Mashvi. That's the Ru'u Ki Hashem Nosachem HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah of Shabbos. Alkei Nosachem Lechem B'yom HaShish Lechem Yumayim, Shvu Ish Tachtov, Ayetze Ish Mekoymoi B'yom HaShvi. In the makom, in the aspect of makom within zman is Shabbos, that a person has a time that's it's needed to be mashrish the person rather than mimoy leperis. That's what the shayrish of Shabbos is. So let's sum up a minute. So we have here the understanding that in mitzias ha'adam. Since every Adam has to be yoinik, and that makes a person, every person has a makom. And every person's makom is what makes him into the person he is. That's it's true mipchinas makom. Every to be emoi v'sitra emoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a netiyah, every am has its makom. We're in it, and that's where it becomes an umma, and that's its netia, and so on, and that's where it can give peiros. Klal Yisrael, when they go into Golus, that becomes the biggest churban, because the tsar is it's Klal Yisrael, and yet because it's ne'ekar, and because it is completely uprooted, it can't be itself. So it's an neshama Klal Yisrael, and not able to be itself. And that's a tremendous tsar. It's one thing, Moshe Ma'adav Adomel, if you have somebody who has no chush for art, so he doesn't draw, and he's not, you know, and does he wish he could draw? Maybe, you know, maybe yes, maybe not. Take a person who has tremendous chush for art, and he's a tremendous artist, but something happened, an accident, and he can't do it anymore. That's a tremendous tsar, because he's full with those feelings. He knows the feeling of putting a brush to the canvas and giving out the exactly what he wanted to express, and he can't do it anymore. That's a tremendous tsar. Klal Yisrael in Golos is Klal Yisrael rootless, and they're not yinik from Torah and from the Shechinah and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way they're supposed to and the way they could, and b'meila they can't express themselves. And that's why the Haftach of Geula. So one part is to schlep you out of where you are, that's ma'akiv, and the second half is the v'lokachti v'vesi. V'lokachti is mitzad the nefesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become Am Hashem, and the v'vesi is mitzad the mokum. So Klal Yisrael has, there's a mokum, prinas mokum, which is Yisrael, there's a mokum in Zman, which is Shabbos, and then there's a mokum mitzad society, let's call it mitzad nefesh, which is Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a little bit of a deeper nekuda here. It's all true and it's all emes. There is something that has a deeper nekuda to itself, and that's Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi has no makom, and that's the tremendous nisoyon and mile of Shevet Levi. Klal Yisrael has Eretz Yisrael and a specific Nachla. Shevet Levi is Hashemu Nachlosi. And that's an extraordinary darga, where a person can be himself, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mokom and is the Zman and is the Nefesh. All of it the person has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the pshat that the person doesn't need roots. The person is always davuk. The person is always rooted in something above it. In as much as a person has that milo, the person is kuloi shayach to a world where he's always rooted. No tiltal ever stares him. Some people, if they don't have the shtender and don't have the gemara and don't have this, they can't learn. Some people, as long as it's b'metzi, it makes a difference where it is, who it is, how it is. It's stuck for kayin and mali this gemara, mali this shtender, mali this place, mali that place. It's the same thing. I just sit down, I'm there. The descriptions of the Chazon Ish and the different places that he was and his obliviousness to it, where they sat in a dark room and dark basement in Kosovo, in Vilna, or in a hole in Eretz Yisrael, or whatever it was, he was, his world was one world. And that's, it's not the pshat, it doesn't have those milas. All of those milas are found in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's a tremendous madrega, and that's shayach in as much as a person is shayach to that darga of Shevet Levi. In terms of practical things, it says kol akaviya makom letfilosai. Kviyas makom is an important, is a fundamental chelek in a person's ability to thrive. A person needs to build in zman. He needs time that is his own time. He needs time that he is drawn in. This is his makom. This is his starting point. This is a person who's always busy is not, it's cooler producing and not drawing anything in that shrivels and dies. It's a burst of Paris and there's nothing there. A person needs to set times aside for his own ruchnias because that's the shoshim. How much? How deep? Depends. That's you know, each kefi with mitzias. A person needs to be, when a person thinks of a makom, somebody in Israel actually was once arguing with a person who sent his kids to a place, to a cheder, that he felt wasn't, they were looking, they found a certain maila, they were fat and other things. And they were having a vikuach back and forth. And this person, I imagine they were not here, Moshe Mirek Sarebach, told them, he said, do you find your place amongst the parents of these children? If the answer is no, then it's not the place for your child. Then the place for your child is not amongst their children. It doesn't make a difference whether it's this mile, that mile, or other mile. A makom is a society. A person has a choice where to live. Every person, the decision where to live your life is not a real estate issue. It's an issue of ruchnias. Not only just because they'll hear the return in this place and they won't hear the return in this place and they'll do this or that or the other. It's not that your neighbors will give you divrei teichacha and musar and so on. It's the question is, a person has a makom. This is my makom. A person davens in a place that it might be more whatever it is, the zman might be also this like suitable that more so. The question is this the tzibur that I would like to see myself till 120 and after? Is this my makom? Do I feel myself as part of this tzibur? And if the answer is no, then it's not your tzibur. A makom, in the human element of a makom, is certainly as important as that. And the understanding of when we, and understanding what Eretz Yisrael means to us. You know, we talk about Eretz Yisrael a lot, and everybody is certainly we have plenty of lip service, have one for Eretz Yisrael. But understanding on what is it that we're missing. That an ummah that's not b'mekoymoy, that there's no tvi'eymoy v'sitoy'eymoy, then it's still in Golos. The natiya of Klai Yisrael, the sense of Klai Yisrael where it should be, is only Shayach Netz Yisrael, and that's why all the tefillahs are there. We're running on batteries, and the batteries are running low. We're not plugged in because the metzias of Klai Yisrael as a klal is Shayach Netz Yisrael. And that's, so every person needs to establish these inyanim and understand that these are the inyanim that are his metzias. There's also, in as much as a person is a ventura, in as much as a person is a Shevet Levi, a person should understand the unique mile of Shevet Levi, that in the world of Torah, a person can find all of the inyanim of makom in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. It's a very high darga, and like we always speak, the dargas bezman hazeh are not, they're not exactly like you finish one, you start the other one. It's a bilbul, and some I find him with shayach, some I find him with not shayach. Ashrei the person that his mitzias, his makom, is above makom. His makom is above zman. The person, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif or Chalamoid or weekday or summer or winter, once he's sitting with his Gemara, that's where he is. He's in the world of Tarkav Kayin. He doesn't need the makom of a physical makom, but his shaitan is more than that. Shevet Levi are those that their makom is beyond makom. And that's why it's a tremendous madrega. It's not even a question of Mesiris Nefesh, they're not having Nachla. It's a question of not being able to exist unless you're holding on that darga. And Ashrei the person, and every person, in as much as a person learns, it means that when we're learning, we've come to our place. You see, one of the reasons why the modern Triash is such a churban. If a person is sitting and his cell phone is buzzing and his texting and every other thing, the what we've come to in a few years is that a person has no makom, no nuchas nefesh. No time where a person can say, I'm for myself. It may not need me. When am I for myself? The person is buzzed and twittered and Facebooked and buzzed, and every verb in the book, he's kol kuloi not in a makom. He's kol kuloi is sitting on pins and needles. There's no makom for himself. Say that now I have to go and work in whatever capacity. I have to produce. So I'll talk and I'll communicate and I'll call and I'll speak. I'll do all the things I have to do. But to be able to come back to a place, it's oyer v'neyer that I've heard the biggest nisayon today in Shmiras Shabbos is texting. Why? Because it's not yes, because we're not sure. It's also not the real reason is because people can't sit still. They don't have any makom. They were matzliach to be mafkia the b'chinas makom from themselves. No yeshiva das no makom. It says marba yeshiva marba chachma. Literally marba yeshiva. In as much as a person is connected to a makom, that means if the Seder is 3 hours or 2 hours or 4 hours or whatever it is, whatever Seder a person is conveyed that shaykh to him, his makom zman, then it needs to have kvias. It needs, the person sits down, the world is closed, the world is died. Right now, this is the world. This is the circle, like Chani Mak drew a circle around it, and you're not going anywhere. That's nafshistik. And that makes a person into a productive person. If he's able to convey a mokum for himself, that makes his tefillah meaningful. In right now, I'm davening, so I'm davening. The doors are closed, and I'm davening now. It's it. This is a kviyas mokum in litfilosai. It gives me the keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a kavurik way, and so on. The in as much as the person is kviyah himself in ruchnius, then the person has the tivi emoi v'sita emoi now. In the big picture, we're hoping us a lovely, but as long as a person works on kvias, it means that he makes places in his day and his mitzias that are inviolable through other things. Someone told me, the grandson of Slonim Rebbe, the Birkas Avraham. Birkas Avraham was a Slonim Rebbe before the Siva Shalom. He was his father-in-law. He was a Weinberg, he was the old, real Oivdei Hashem, the old type of Hasidim. He was, I think, Reb Nochman, his uncle, if I'm not mistaken. He was a big Oivdei Hashem, very big Yerei Shemayim, Yerei Elokim. And by Hasidim, and Slonim, sleeping Friday afternoon for an hour or two is very, very, very important, because Friday night they won't have a long tish and zitz and all these things. People are tired, it's not going to go, so Friday night just sleeping. So sleeping Friday afternoon as a chana for Shabbos is chok v'liyava. They push it very strongly so that Friday night is a very meaningful time. Friday night's not for sleeping, it's for avoda, for so on and so forth. He lived in Feria, And there was a they had elections for mayor before there was the Medina yet. This was before, when it was when it was still under the mandate. And you know, those days elections took a few days till they counted the ballots and so on and so forth. He was a seicha, the Berks Avraham, like all Chiddush Yidden, was a seicha who was Malach Daroy and Terasik Kavua. The kids at Friday afternoon, they finally counted the last ballot and he won. And somebody, one of his children, came to him and woke him up and said, Abba, you know, you won. You're the Mukhtar of Tver. Like he woke up and he realized, and he slapped this kid and he said, I don't stand like your system of values. Sleeping Friday afternoon versus the Psura Taiva that I became mayor of Tveria. Like, you know, I mean, this is Shabbos. I'm preparing now for Shabbos Kodesh. It'll wait. Sunday morning I'll find out that I became mayor. It's fine. It's nothing will happen. The lack of kvius of yishuv, mar b'yishuv mar b'chochma, means kipshutoi. In as much as a person learns to be kveya himself and learns to draw circles around himself and make those zmanim and mekoymais and inyonim dvarim kvuim, that's how much a person is zeichet t'veimus t'veimoy. That's how much a person is in a matziv of geula and not a matziv of galus.